Good job getting back for you guys.
What?
Good job. Good job. I mean, just to see anybody here, you know, good stuff. It's it was a long trip back, but one with a smile. So good to get the win yesterday. It's always good to go out on the road and get a win. And real pleased with the complimentary football and spurts, and looking for more of it as we go through the second half. As I laid out a little bit yesterday, you know, we'll do a little bit of self-scouting over this bye week, and not that we wait, you know, very long to get into that. We're going through it all the time, but we'll get into that self-scouting aspect of it, and then get a little extra on the Patriots going forward. So, questions?
Do you have anybody that didn't finish the game, or did you come out fairly healthy?
Came out fairly healthy. Yeah.
Talked a lot about mojo in the week leading up. I mean, yeah. The days leading up. Did you feel like you got it back? Partly back. I mean, how do you identify that on a football field?
Yeah, there are a couple different kinds of mojo. There's Maurice Jones-Drew mojo. I've seen mojo. He's not ready, but no. And that's my guy. You still owe me breakfast, by the way, mojo, for that UCLA deal when USC knocked you down. I feel we are. I feel like we had a couple really good practices during the week. Look, there's still things that we need to clean up and be better at. And it's really in all three phases. And but I think what I saw was I saw glimpses of what I know we can be as a football team. We put all three phases together, and that's really what we're looking for.
The average on the running game wasn't great yesterday, but what do you like about it, especially in the second half? It seemed like you were able to maybe get going a little more.
Yeah, I think we had a few negative runs that took away what was largely an effective running night. I thought we had a pretty solid night running the ball, and we got the attempts I was looking for. You know, I wanted to get upwards of 30 attempts in that game. Talked about it with the team the night before that we wanted to get a good number of attempts. So I thought overall it was solid. There's some things we've got to clean up and will, but I thought overall it was solid.
In terms of getting the attempts haven't been that high. Some of it's obviously score dictated in some of the games, but is it a mindset in terms of also in saying we're going to stick with the run even?
Well, it can be. I think you saw examples of it last night where, there wasn't a lot of efficiency early. We had some short gains, but we stuck with it. And, I think especially when you're in the game like that and it could go either way, I think to continue to bang at them, I think it's important. I think it's important to establish it. And I think when you look at our football team, with the strength of our football team is in the trenches. I mean, that's where, Reggie and I, when we got here day one, talked about wanting to build our trenches strong, offensive and defensive lines. And that's really the strength of our football team.
You had the third and three before the Holton play where you could have put a bunch of receivers on the field and thrown for it, but you ran it with Lynch, even though Lynch hadn't been getting anything. And then it almost seemed like that play fake almost set up the Holton pass. How big was that to get that first down running and then to set up the rest of the game?
Yeah, I mean, that was a big part of it. I think, having that threat and being able to break one off in that kind of a situation, really, you gain confidence with that. I think it also allows you to then – have some of those play pass opportunities over the top, and that was, obviously a really well executed play. Where Johnny took off, he can really run, and we had some protection to look down the field and got it down there.
You gotta get him the ball more often.
He's two for two, right?
Jeff, how do you look at where the defense is, and maybe what it needs to improve?
Golly, tackling is the biggest thing. We're doing some things well. I think we've established as a front that we can limit some good running attacks from really running it at us. And I think it started in the opener in Tennessee. I think they have a really good running offense, and we showed there we can stop the run. So that's one area. When we start doing that and then getting off on third down more regularly, I think you take a big jump. And to me, what comes down to is the tackling on the back end has really been poor. And you can't play great defense without being great tacklers. And that's probably the biggest area for us I would say maybe a tie between the tackling and the turnovers. You know, just being able to catch the ball and being able to leverage and tackle better. And those are the two keys to kind of, you know, helping us, take a big step forward defensively.
You say loosely, hey, let's get to 10 wins, does it? Do you tell yourself that? Is it maybe 9 gets you in? Do you think like that?
Yeah. I talked to the team. I was very frank coming out of the first half. I said, it's been my experience in this league that you typically have to get to 10, and that doesn't always get it done. So I think this year is one of those years where it's very competitive throughout the league. I don't know if there's one team that is so dominant that everybody shudders at the thought of playing them. I think there are a lot of good teams, and there are a lot of very capable teams. And it's a matter of going out and executing well and playing good football and finding a way to win on Sunday. And even Philly, right? They're tops in the league, you know, with record. They've won some close games. So it's not like all of them have been decidedly settled like I know they had a blowout yesterday. But the bottom line is you keep playing. Just keep playing, keep improving. You want to get hot at the right time. And for us, there's no time like the present for us to get hot. I didn't tell him at halftime of this game. At the halfway break, before our last game, it was like, hey, this is reality. This is reality in the National Football League. It doesn't mean that that necessarily gets it done. Sometimes less gets it done. But, you know, this is just to understand where you are at the halfway point. We've got very little margin for error. We need to get it rolling now. And so the urgency needs to pick up.
How much do you pay attention to scores around the league? You picked up a game on Denver and Kansas City.
Yeah.
Baltimore, a bunch of teams.
Different people focus on different things. I think for us, the focus wants to be about just playing well and the process of playing well and preparing and all that. But you can't help but look. I mean, if you're a fan, I mean, heck, I'm looking, you know, all the time. So that's the fan aspect. But the professional aspect, we have to just focus on the process of what goes into playing really well. Understanding your assignment, being accountable, doing your job, basic stuff. And that's where we want to keep the focus of our attention. But certainly being aware of the fact that it was a good weekend for us. We had some guys that came back to us a little, and we got another win. And at the end of the day, what does it mean? We'll find out at the end. We'll find out at the end. For us, just keep stacking wins and find a way to win the next one. And that's going to be – we've got a tough challenge going against Patriots.
Follow-up to that defense question, what about the pass rush? Are you surprised it really hasn't cranked up? What will it take to get that
going? I am. I am a little surprised we haven't been a little more effective with it. We've got good pass rushers. We need to have a little tighter coverage so that the quarterback has to hold the ball. And if he's able to get it out on time and comfortably throw it in front of us and then make guys miss and get big plays, then why would they hold on to it to look down the field? So that's where I say leverage and tackling is huge for us up, you know, for our defense.
Yeah, so you guys blitz maybe a little bit more, but Jay was able to get up, find up receivers before the pressure. Is that sort of the case yesterday?
Well, I'm saying the coverage, we stayed on top for the most part. We didn't let things go over the top of us, right? But we didn't tackle very well. We didn't leverage and tackle very well. And that's really important.
How much of the footing yesterday hurt the pass rush in terms of defensive?
I don't know. I don't think either pass rush was, I think, what, one each? One sack each?
Yeah. It seemed like we were slipping a lot.
I mean, we talked about it. We wore 7 stud cleats. Everybody does not get a pedicure. You know, Sean Payton rule was not in effect, but we did get our guys to put the 7 studs on for the most part, and we kept slipping to a minimum. We talked about it. In fact, I talked about it during the week. I said, typically you go down to Miami, for some reason or another, a storm will pop up. You're going to get some rain. It just happens, and then it'll disappear, and it'll be a beautiful night. And sure enough, we get it right before the kick. So it was a little bit of soft feel, but I don't know that was a huge factor.
How do you think that Derek did working the ball downfield? The numbers at least say he was pretty efficient in throwing 10 yards plus.
Yeah, no, he played well. I mean, I think there was one danger ball early we got away with, and then, you know, the one at the end I'd like to – have seen it completed, not end up being a pick where they get a chance to go down and put a bunch of garbage yards up and have and give themselves another opportunity there at the end. But I thought for the most part he played well last night.
How do you approach the bye week practice wise? How much do you plan to practice with the guys?
Not a lot. It's going to be a lot of recovery. We will get some work in. There's some young guys we need to continue to develop, and that's important. We will do that. We'll get a little bit of a peek ahead. We'll get a little bit of a review of who we are and what we are and what we need to do better. But really, it's a lot of rest. And a lot of it, the structure of it is established by the CBA now. I mean, there's a four-day weekend that's promised them through the CBA. So we'll adhere to that and then use it as a little bit of a freshening period and then get back next week.
Is it helping all that the 5 weeks before the Patriots? I mean, they can't be an easy team to prepare for.
Yeah, I mean, it helps no matter who you're playing. Certainly, they're a good football team, so anything you can get to help that cause would be good.
I know it's picked long ago, but how much say at all did you have that the Patriots game is the one that's taken out as a gone to Mexico City?
Oh, zero. Yeah, zero.
Is it not the most thrilling thing for you, or do you just say whatever?
It's not thrilling for me to lose a home game. You know, that's what it is. We're losing a home game. But that's what it is. You know, to me, I think I've already spent enough time talking about the number of road games, true road games that we're going to play. It's a competitive disadvantage, in my opinion, one that we faced the last couple of years and we'll face the next few years. So that's a league rule. That's out of my domain. I don't have any control over that.
Did it though just last year, mm-hmm. And you did the altitude, and you went on Saturday, yeah. And you tried that, like because you had your reasons for thinking that was going to be the best way to go, and
yep.
You had success just a year ago. Does that part of it play? And I mean, that's got to be somewhat of an advantage, I would think.
Well, I mean, we're gonna take the challenges that are in front of us and plan and do the very best we can within those. You know, within those situations, establish, you know, our approach and look to find every advantage we can to do it as well as possible. And I think certainly having success doing it last year, you know, kind of validates that a little bit. But to me, you got to strain for it every year. You know, you've got to strain for the details of what makes it special.
It'd be better to do it in a road game, though.
Yeah. It would be better if it was their road game we were playing there, yes.
Do you anticipate having Emerson back after the bye, or?
I hope so, yeah.
How would you assess the – you were talking about the younger guys earlier. I know your first two guys you've barely got a look at.
Right.
But how would you assess the way your rookie class has played this year? Not what you want to hope for out of them, or are they still –
Well, obviously the first-round pick, you know, the guy's going to be a really good football player. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there was the drama about the off-the-field stuff, which ended up not being – I mean, being exactly what we thought, that it wouldn't amount to anything. And then there was the unknown injury that he's dealt with. And at some point here, you know, we wanted to get to the bye week and take a look. So at some point here, we'll take a look and make a determination. Is yes, we're good to go, or no, he's going to need to go down. And that decision is approaching. I think Obi, obviously we lost first half of the year with him because of injury. So those two guys are really talented. They're going to help our secondary, and our secondary needs some help. And so that will be welcome, all right? Eddie has been solid all year. And this is kind of a year-ending kind of discussion, but you went there. I started to go here. I'll try and finish. Markel has been solid for us. I've been really happy with him. Shalom's been a solid pick for us. I mean, I think – overall, we've had some injuries that keep it from being what it really can be. It's a good group of guys, good group of young men.
Where does Janikowski stand in his recovery, and have you made any decision there? Obviously, Giorgio's been pretty effective.
Giorgio's been great, and Seabass is mending. Yep.
To imagine the Giorgio's field goal at the end of the first one, that's cutting it a little close to get to 1 second when he kicks it. Was that – were you – when you were watching that transpire, were you thinking we're not going to get this off? Or
no, I thought we executed it beautifully. Managed that situation to a T. Derek does a great job being aware. And Todd called it properly. We managed the clock properly, and we executed and squeezed every little bit out of it. And you know, you end up winning by three, and you squeeze one of those out at the end of the half. That's big. And the way we came out and started the second half was big. So. That's to me. Those are the things that lead to wins, and that's that complementary football at its finest, really.
In terms of the clock, though, is there an ideal? Are you okay with the 1 second? Obviously,
yeah.
You get it. But is there, like, I think John Madden used to say, he always wanted, if they were going to line up for a field goal, he wanted 7 or something like that. Is there, you guys have a number?
Yeah, we'll if we can get a snap up, get an opportunity, that's what we're looking for. So there used to be an old school way of doing it where you would leave enough time to fail at it and still have another opportunity. That's more of an end of the game situation, where you're clearly in position and you maybe do it on third down in case something goes wrong or something like that. But no, I thought it was well executed. Went down the field, made the plays we needed to make, used the time that we had available, and I was really pleased with that.